My name is Ralph Cuevas, and this oral history is being conducted for the Mi Familia, Mi Comunidad project. Today's date is October 15th, 2016, and the location is the John E. Connor Museum in Kingsville, Texas. This event is a collaboration of the John Connor Museum and the South Texas Archives, made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The purpose of this project is to obtain the oral histories of South Texas residents in an attempt to document, collect, and preserve the rich heritage of Hispanics living in South Texas. For the record, please state your first name, last name, age, and date of birth.
My name is Patricia Lomas. I was born in February 23rd, 1956 in Kingsville, and I'm 60 years old today.
Okay, and what is your current street address?
My address is 1217 Lawndale Drive.
Okay, and how long have you lived in South Texas?
I have lived here all my life, 60 years.
60 years, okay. I understand you have a particular memory concerning, say, your childhood events and things that happened in your childhood. Do you wish to tell me some more about that?
My childhood events. Well, first of all, I grew up in the 60s, going to elementary school. Back then, we had neighborhood schools. So whichever school you were close to, you would walk to that school. And I went to Clayburg Elementary School.
Clayburg Elementary School. And what was the address of that? What street?
The address is 6th Street and Nettie. East Nettie.
East Nettie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that was your elementary school. What about junior high?
My junior high was Memorial Junior High, which is on 3rd Street.
Okay. And then I take it you went to H.M. King?
I did go to H.M. King. It's the one that just was recently demolished.
Okay. Right. Before, so you went to the old school, the old H.M. King.
The second old school.
The second old school.
Yeah.
Because Memorial is the original high school, right?
The one on downtown, that's your original high school.
Okay. All right. And what do you remember about going to elementary school?
I love going to Clayburg Elementary School. When I first started school, I didn't know any English. I was strictly a Spanish speaker, so it was very difficult. I usually was just sitting by myself or with another student next to me with hardly any translation going on.
And the teacher, was she bilingual?
No, she wasn't. She didn't write, so she didn't know how to communicate with me.
So how did she attempt to communicate with you? Through what means?
I don't even remember those. That memory is like hidden away in my mind. It was that bad.
So, and this was first grade?
Right, 1962.
So first grade, and then at some point you start learning English.
Right, my parents started immersing me in English. Mm-hmm. They stopped speaking Spanish at home and trying to help me learn the English language. So eventually, yes, I did good.
So at what point did you start becoming comfortable with using English?
Third grade? Right, I don't have memories of first, second, or third grade. Third grade, barely have a few memories of what went on in the classroom, but really it was fourth grade when I can remember things.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the other kids in your classroom? Were they, some of them in the same boat as you, or they didn't speak?
No, they spoke English.
They spoke
English?
Yeah,
they did.
Almost all?
We were all Spanish speakers, I mean, but they knew both languages.
Both languages.
Yes.
You didn't.
Right.
So did they try to help you? Did they speak to you in Spanish?
I don't even remember.
Okay, so let's go back to about, say, the fourth grade then.
Yeah.
At this point, you're fairly competent in your English.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're able to talk and communicate.
Yes, yes.
And did this kind of set you back in learning?
My mother wouldn't allow it. She wouldn't allow them to hold me back.
Okay. But so, I mean, in the school, how about?
Yeah, I didn't make very good grades.
Yeah. That must have been tough. I mean,
yes,
it's got to be tough.
And right.
Most times aren't English, and you only speak Spanish.
Right. So I can relate to the kids today that come from, Mexico,
or
it's hard. It's hard for anybody.
Yes. And, I mean, obviously you went to
right.
College.
I did major in English in college.
So you obviously were able to overcome those challenges.
Oh, definitely.
Which is incredible.
Yes.
And
yes.
Achieve the degree of success in education that you did.
Right.
And you think that had something to do with you wanting to?
I just love
English.
When I say I love English, I love literature and I love stories and I love all of that.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter whether I would have been a Spanish speaker or English speaker, I just loved literature.
Now, did your mom and dad speak both English and Spanish?
They did.
But they spoke mostly Spanish at home?
At home.
And then they kind of figured it was...
It was not good for me, yes.
They started to force themselves to speak English.
They did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. One brother, two sisters.
Older or younger?
They're all younger. Yeah.
So you're the oldest.
Oh, yes.
So you kind of blazed the trail for them.
So to speak.
Coming back. And so when they started school, you were able to maybe help them a little bit with your English?
I don't know. There's a big age difference between myself and them.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, because they only spoke English. They don't know how to speak Spanish that much.
Okay.
Or at least my sisters don't. Yeah.
Do you think this was maybe in some way part because you learned English?
Right, and it has to do with what you hear at home. If you're hearing mostly English, you're going to pick up on that versus...
So they didn't have to go through the problems you went through. They didn't have those challenges.
No, but I mean, it was okay. I got through it.
You get through it. Well, yeah, things like that, you know, they make us who we are today. Everything that we go through in life, I think. You know,
true.
Your challenges, your successes, mm-hmm. your defeats, they all come to a point, I think, and make us who we are today in some way, the good and the bad.
Yeah, but what I wanted to talk about was, you know, my dad was a Marine, U.S. Marine,
mm-hmm.
and he loved to travel. So we were always going. When I was growing up, we were never home. If it was a nice weekend, we would be out.
So was he career military?
No.
He was
in there 14 years only with a U.S. Marine.
Well, that's almost a career.
Right.
He's very short of retirement,
But he would take us places all the time on weekends. We were hardly ever home. So those were very good memories for me.
Yeah.
And on Sundays, we would be at his parents' home, because they always had caldo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, my grandparents, they would grow their own vegetables. They had their own rabbits. They had their own chickens. And that's what we would have for... You're talking about going out there and wringing a chicken's neck.
Fresh food, yes.
Right.
Very fresh. The food was very, very fresh.
It was all the cousins, all the
tías
and
tíos.
Yeah. Even if they lived out of town, they would all show up on Sunday afternoon.
Wow, how about that?
That's
pretty neat. And was your father, when he was in the Marines, was he ever stationed away from?
He was always away.
He was always away. Did he take you all with him?
No.
Or did you stay behind?
No. We always stayed behind.
Did you ever get to go visit him?
Wherever? Never.
Mm-mm. What kind of stories did he tell you about his adventures in the Marines? Did he ever come back and tell you, this is where I've been?
He was in Okinawa, stationed there, but he spent most of his time at Camp Pendleton in California. He was a drill sergeant,
mm-hmm.
kind of like Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle.
Yes,
He was one of those.
He was one of those guys, yeah. The Smokey the Bear hat.
Yes. Right, correct.
Yes. Wow. Was he a pretty strict guy?
My dad was very strict. We had to make our beds. You know, before we left, he taught me how to sweep a floor the correct way. But he was also a lot of fun. Yeah, he liked to also enjoy life, not just be strict all the time.
Oh, good. That's good. Because sometimes that can lead to some problems later on, especially as you're getting older and you get into your adolescence and your junior high years. You know, the teenage years can be difficult.
Oh, yes.
Not
my mom, was the one that sat me down. It was my dad. Sat me down before I went on my first date and explained a lot of things to me about what boys might say.
What
all the lines that I might hear. And he says, they're just lines. Don't believe them. But it was, you know, he enlightened me a lot.
Wow.
On the way guys act.
That's interesting because, you know, a lot of times as fathers, I think we tend to say, well, let the wife do that. That's her job. I don't want to discuss that. So he was willing to sit down.
He was the one that, yes, he said.
Especially in, you know, the Hispanic community, Mexican Americans, a lot of times the machismo is like, you know.
No. My dad wasn't like that.
So that's interesting that he had that attitude, more progressive attitude to say, I want to sit down with you. Tell you kind of the facts of life. This is how it really is.
And he wanted me to date his the sons of his friends, and I would tell him, no, I don't want to, and I don't want to. And he would say, why not? I don't like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So he is there a reason why he didn't retire? He didn't retire a military. He just decided.
I can't talk about that.
Okay, that's fine. What about your mom? What did she do?
My mom.
Stay-at-home mom.
She was a stay-at-home mom until I was about in fifth or sixth grade, and then she started working. She worked. Yeah.
Out of the home?
Yes. She worked at the Kingsville Laundry and Cleaners downtown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what were your mom and dad's names?
My mother's Paulita Garza Loma, Garza Gutierrez, and my dad is Jose Antonio Lomas.
Okay. Are they still alive?
No. They've been gone some time ago.
So interesting memories of back of your childhood, growing up, Kingsville. Mm-hmm. It's not like you had extended family, grandparents nearby.
Right. And I remember growing up with everybody outside. Neighbors would be outside, sitting on their porch, you know, visiting one another. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
everybody's like
changed.
Too busy.
Things have changed. I think, right?
Here in Kingsville, yes.
Air conditioning keeps everybody inside. Windows, doors
that's
closed.
True. We didn't have air conditioning back then.
And so people went outside and opened their windows and their doors.
And you'd be outside.
You'd
it was cool.
So you met your neighbors.
You met them and you developed real close bonds with them. Everybody knew everybody.
Things have changed. How technology changes and changes us.
It's not just that. It's transportation too.
Yeah.
Because back then there was just one car.
Mm-hmm.
The dad took the car to work. So we were left on foot. We had to walk everywhere. And when you'd be walking, you meet everybody. You'd meet everybody, or they'd be working in their yard, and you'd stop and talk. So you would know neighbors from blocks away.
Yeah. And what was your neighborhood like? Was it a friendly neighborhood? You knew all your neighbors, like I
yes, I did.
Right?
Yes.
Was there a name for this neighborhood? You know, like some bodos have a name.
Well, I grew up on East Ella near St. Martin's Church, like a block away. So my father lived in the 300 block of Ella. My mother lived on the 600 block of Ella.
Okay.
And a lot of the tios and tias lived on that block.
Right.
It's like everybody lived on the blocks, on that Ella block.
Ella block. How about that? Wow. And what about your teachers? Do you remember, was there one that stands out that you really liked, that you thought maybe went the extra mile for you and helped you? Were there any of them throughout your school?
They were all, for the most part, you know, pleasant,
yeah.
Helpful, like you say. But, you know, back then we would come home. We didn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
And being the oldest, I couldn't do anything or be in anything because I had to come home and get the sisters, the younger sisters from the sitter, bring them home because my mom was working.
Now, did any one of them kind of... were they a role model for you as to why maybe you want to become a teacher?
I've known that I wanted to become a teacher since I was like in the fourth grade because I really love science. I'm a biology and an English major, both.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved it. I just loved the idea of being a teacher and helping people.
Yeah.
I was helping students, special ed students, from the time I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to study hall, because back then we had study halls, I didn't want to be in City Hall. I wanted to be, you know, volunteering to help the special ed students in their classroom.
So now, was this a time when special ed wasn't really considered a specified job within the teaching community? Or did you become a special ed teacher?
No, I'm a biology teacher. I just like helping students. I would be a tutor.
You think maybe your earlier experiences kind of...
Maybe, you know what, I never thought about that because I had a hard time.
Hard times, I want to help. I understand.
I guess, I suppose so. I never thought of it that way. Could be.
You're willing now to help others.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Teachers are important because they, you know, they help mold our children. Our children spend a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
you
I just
know that as a teacher.
I just spent like 4 hours today at the high school calling or emailing 41 parents. You know, just letting them know how their kids are doing and how they can improve. But
it's
I think
not an 8-to-5 job, is it?
No.
Not an 8-to-5
no,
job.
No.
Weekends, holidays,
yeah, and a lot of people don't. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that.
That.
It's not.
What do you like most about teaching? What average.
Well, let me put it this way. I retired. I'm a retired school teacher that went back because I couldn't handle being away from them. So KISD was very gracious to let me work another year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many years total would you say?
This will be 37 years.
37 mm-hmm. years. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's see. So is there anything else that you'd like to add to this interview that you want to talk about?
Well, I just remember having a lot of great memories, like you mentioned before, about birthday parties, all the cousins' birthday parties with the piñatas, the cake, the homemade cakes.
Cakes, yes.
And those were all wonderful days for me. But I also remember the holidays, you know, the making of the tamales. Yes. It was a family affair.
Even the children got a chance
to embarrar the corn
husk.
Yeah, the husk. And of course the best part was waiting for them to get cooked and getting them, eating them while they're fresh.
Yes.
That and Easter was a wonderful holiday because we always had homemade chocolate pan de polvo.
Pan de polvo.
Yeah, homemade pan de polvo.
Homemade? Who made those?
My mom. Yeah.
Really?
Whoever was, yeah, everybody could make them. Anybody, you know.
Did you save any of those recipes?
I do have the recipe, right.
And you're made them?
Oh, of course. We sell them. My daughter sells them. Like when they have the King Ranch, Ranch Hand.
Ranch Hand Days?
Or what, right. She sells them downtown.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So now that you're retired, well, that you will retire eventually, I'm sure at some point you're going to have to retire.
Retire again?
Retire again, for the second time. What do you think you'll do then?
Oh, I love to quilt. I love to sew. That's my hobby. But I really would like to just explore the world. And in fact, that's what I was praying about today when I left the school. I said, Lord, I'm already 60. I'm working again. I said, but can you keep me alive and healthy, my mind, my body, my spirit, so that I can go see your world? Because that's one thing I haven't been able to do.
Do some traveling.
I haven't done that.
Traveling. Where would you like to go?
I love museums. I love national forests. I love the mountains. I love to be out and seeing, exploring.
Yeah.
I did go to my first concert last Saturday.
Oh, really? Where was that?
Elton John.
Oh, the Elton Corpus, yes. Elton John.
I have never.
That was your first concert.
That was my first concert.
Was it a good concert? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Fun?
But I've learned that I need to take earplugs.
Yes, they are very loud.
Yes.
The noise gets really loud.
Yeah, but it was fun. I got to go with my cousins. It was a great experience.
So if you could pick one place to go on your next trip.
Yes, I know where I want to go. I want to go to the Smithsonian.
Oh, yes.
Museums.
Washington, D.C.
Yes. That's my dream.
Plan on a week or two because it's a big museum and there's a lot of museums. It's several buildings.
Right. Correct.
You would have a blast there.
Yes.
Probably even 2 weeks would be enough to see everything that they've got in there.
No.
But it was at least leaves you the hope that you can return again and go see some more stuff. So that would be a good vacation. I'm sure that we get a chance to go there and enjoy.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, I mainly want to just explore the U.S., not into going outside the U.S. right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot to see here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to see just here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a lot to see in different parts of the country.
Right.
Good. Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. That's
excellent. Well, all right, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed for this Common Heritage Grant Project. The South Texas Archives and the John E. Conner Museum very much appreciate your participation in our efforts to collect these treasured histories. This concludes your interview.
Thank you.